makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. In America, when a business is getting better, they say it's a picking up. But with me, my business is most of the time I'm laying it down. Last month, I thought maybe it's a die altogether. But now it's, like I'm say, picking up. And yesterday, I'm going to put $20 in a bank. Funny thing between me and the bank is like a tug of a war. Mondays, I'm going to push into the money, and the rest of the week, I'm going to pull out. Anyway, I'm going to want to be a millionaire. Like Uncle Pietro is always the same, easiest way to become millionaire is to want less. Still, maybe it's nicer to be a millionaire. You got a beautiful house, people is of respect to you, and they even name colleges after you. Sure, they got a Brown University, Smith's College, Carnegie Institute, and in California is a one millionaire. He's so bashful, the college is named only after his initials, UCLA. Anyway, Mamma Mia, like I must say, business is a picking up. And I would be on the telephone and making business all the day. Only I'm got a party line. I'm got to call somebody. So you excuse me, please. I'm going to try right now.
So I said to her, Shirley, I said, the way to hold your husband is to do the same thing he does.
Suppose all he does is play pinochle. Mamma mia, my party line is never going to stop talking. That's 2 hours already. Well, I'm going to try again.
Then I said to her, I said, dye your hair, Shirley. I said, if he doesn't like you as a blonde, maybe he'll go for you as a redhead or a brunette, I said. And do you know what Shirley said to me?
No, what?
She said, Sonny, was that you?
No, Ann, go on. What did Shirley say?
Let's see now, where was I?
Was it something about a change in the color of a Shirley's hair?
Oh, yes. Say, who is this?
Luigi Bosco, order party on your party line.
Well, if you don't get off, you've been...
Mamma mia, she's a talker more than Uncle Pietro's a goat. Oh, hello, mister. You come in for a nice antique?
Yes. Frankly, I've tried 3 shops so far, but nobody seems to have it.
Well, if I'm a got it, mister, you can have it for a bargain price.
Thank you. But suppose you don't have it.
Then I'm sorry, I'm got to charge you regular price.
Well, what I want is something colonial. An antique that I can use as an ashtray to put on my television set, which is also colonial.
It seems impossible, mister. Wasn't no television in the colonial days?
Oh, I know that.
Oh, I know what you mean. And I'm got it. All the New England coffee roaster. Drawer slides open, it would make a wonderful ashtray.
That's it. That's it exactly. Where do you have it?
Well, it's in my friend's antique shop. But don't worry, I'm going to call him up and I get it for you.
That's excellent, young man. I'll pay a good price for it.
Oh, that's excellent, too. I'll accept a good price for it. Oh, wait, just a minute. I'm going to remember the number. Oh, yes.
So she says, keep your hands off my husband. Imagine, all I did was offer him a cigarette.
Mamma mia, at a time like this, she starts to smoke.
Well, the way Mary tells it, you kept teasing him so he couldn't guess your weight. So what? We were at a party. The whole thing was harmless, and all I said was, George, what do you think I weigh?
142.
What?
132?
Look here, will you hang up?
Please, lady, I'm going to make a business call. Maybe you hang yourself up.
I should say not. Now, you get off this line or I'll complain to the phone company.
Where are you going to find the time?
What?
But I thought I'd... Please, lady, when do you think you're going to finish talking?
Whenever I get through.
So long? I mean, so long. Such a trouble. I'm sorry, mister, but you see, my party liners are busy. All always a talk a talk. But she's a stopper soon. I'm a hope. If you wait a little while, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, never mind. Forget it. Good night.
Sure. Sure, I'm no blame of him. I'm no blame him. He must have said that's some way to run a business. Mamma mia, it's better to lose a customer like that. Must be something I can do.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Oh, hello, Pasquale.
What's that sad look on your face, little cabbage puss? You look like an old shoe with the tongue hanging out.
Pasquale, I'm worried about my telephone. My party liner, she's always talking, talk. I'm never get a chance to make business call.
Is that a woman on your line, Luigi?
Yes.
Then you might as well give up. Luigi, when a woman was to get the right to vote, it wasn't so bad. But when they got the right to talk on the telephone, it was at the end of everything.
Well, it looks like it's going to be the end of my business. Pasquale, ain't there some law...
Wait, Luigi, I'm pretty good at handling the women, and let me try it for you. Besides, maybe they're not talking now.
That's impossible, Pasquale. I'm a think I can hear them without even picking up the phone.
But, darling, I tried your recipe, and my husband got sick for 2 days.
That's too bad. They all didn't try it.
Luigi, you got to be a diplomat. Now, watch me use what they call diplomacy.
So maybe your sauce wasn't right, Ann. Tell me, how did you make it? Like any spaghetti sauce. Some olive oil, celery, salt, pepper, and tomato sauce.
What? You left out the fried onions?
Fried onion?
Sure. How do you expect to get any taste without a fried onion?
Ann, who are you talking to?
Excuse me, ladies. I'm like to introduce myself. Is it Pasquale talking from Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace? How do you do?
Hello. Hello.
Mamma mia, now Pasquale's joined the party.
Say, did you say fried onions would help?
Sure. Now listen, here's how you gotta make the sauce.
Pasquale, when they get off?
Luigi, don't interrupt. Where's your manners? Now look, ladies.
Wait, I'll get a pencil.
That's all right. We got plenty of time.
Pasquale, give me that telephone.
Hey, wait! Oh, Luigi, was that a nice hanging up like that on the 2 nice ladies?
I'ma think it was a 3 nice ladies.
You've got no manners at all. I got a good mind to report you to Emily's post.
Pasquale, what am I going to do? If this keeps up, I'm going to be out of business soon.
Take it easy, Luigi. Calm down. Relax. You know, it's always a Prince Charming is always a coming for his Cinderella. And if you're the one who's wearing the little shoes, then along comes this Prince Charming with his wand, and he used to say, well, well, well.
No, please, Pasquale, hurry up. These little shoes are killing my feet.
All right. You've got no imagination. What I'm trying to explain to you is I'm getting you a private line.
Pasquale, you get me private telephone?
Sure, little banana nose. And you ain't got far to go because this private line is right next door.
Pasquale, you gonna let me use your store phone?
Oh, no, it's better than that. My store phone is always busy. But it's the one upstairs. It's never being used. I'm gonna put the call right in here and you can follow it up anytime you want.
Where am I going to follow it to?
Well, you go past my bedroom, down the hall to the back bedroom, and there's the beautiful telephone.
Back bedroom, huh? Pasquale, ain't that your daughter's Ross's bedroom?
So what, Luigi?
So I ain't going in there. Please, no, Pasquale, help me.
All right. I'm going to help you. If you want somebody who can help you with your telephone, go down and see J.D. Watson.
J.D. Watson? Who's he?
Oh, he's the man who's know everybody who's a who's a who.
Who's a what's a who?
Who's a who? What am I talking about? Look, you go to J.D., tell him I sent you and I said he should fix you up. He said he's the fixer in the neighborhood. He fixes the things for everybody.
Pasquale, I'm on a telephone and not the plumber.
Oh, Luigi, how you butt in? You must be a terrible partner in Canazza. Now, look, just to do like I say. Go to Watson, here's his address. He'll pull a few strings down the company. First thing you know,
private telephone.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You real lifesaver.
Lifesaver? Then maybe you do me a favor, huh? Marry my daughter Rosa, huh?
Well, I'm going to go... Oh, wait. Wait. I'm going to try to telephone her once some more.
You think your operation was bad, Sadio? You should have seen mine. Do you know what they took out?
Too bad it wasn't your telephone. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute, Smiley. If there's one thing I can't fix, it's the phone company.
I don't care how you do it, J.D.
But...
One of my boys says I hate too much for it. I gotta have another phone number.
But...
He can give that to his customers. They make their calls. And when the pinch is over, he can operate again. And my bookie's gotta operate, J.D.
Yeah, but who's gonna be dumb enough to give me their phone number?
Find somebody, J.D. I work for you when you need it. Now you gotta work for me.
But...
So long.
Holy cow. Who can I get hold of at a time like this?
Oh, hello. I'm Luigi Basco. I'm a look for J.D. Watson.
All right. I'll tell him when he comes in. Right now, I'm busy.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm a waiter. You see, Pasquale has sent me
here... I said I'm busy.
That's all right. I'm no interrupter. Is it just that those ladies, they always are talking on the telephone, and I'm no answer. I'm on a private phone.
Did you say you didn't like your phone because someone else was always talking on it?
Yeah, but are you too busy to listen to me?
Look, just give me your number. I'll have it fixed so they never get a chance to say a word.
Oh, thank you, friend.
Yes, sir. You just go back and I'll kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, no. No, please. I'm going to want to telephone if you got to kill a little birdie so together.
Oh. Well, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Well, good. And thank you very much, Mr. What's your name, man?
J.D. Watson.
J.D. Watson?
Son, yeah. Oh. You see, I'm a busy man. I can't talk to every Tom, Dick, or Harry who comes in.
Oh, then it's lucky for me. My name is Luigi, huh? Well, goodbye.
Oh, brother, now to get back to Smiley. Couldn't get a better fall guy. Hello, Smiley.
Yeah.
Got it all set, my friend. Fast service, yep. Now, here's the number, and you give it to your friend.
Mamma mia, what a wonderful fix. I'ma just come back, but already my phone is ringing. Hello? Huh? What? $2 on an old fiddle. I'm sorry, I'm not got all the fiddle. But I'm got all the spin in the wheel. What the races is she running in? She's not running, she's spinning. Is she 2 years old? No, she's 150 years old. What? No, my name is not Joe, it's Luigi, and I'm a... That's so funny, he's a hang-up. What the kind of talk is that? Hello? You want Jim Dandy to show? To show what? What do you mean, just to tell a Joe $5 and that's all? Oh, wait. He's a hung up, too. Mamma mia, what a terrible thing has happened. I'm a got to my own telephone, but now I'm a somebody else.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, I'd like to drop in a word about delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. You know, folks, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is one taste treat you can enjoy almost any time and anywhere. Whether you're indoors or outdoors, working, playing, or just taking things easy, you can slip a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint into your mouth and enjoy some good, pleasant chewing. The flavor's cool and refreshing, and the chewing itself adds a bit of enjoyment and satisfaction to whatever you're doing. So keep a package of healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy all the time. It's an enjoyable treat you can carry right with you. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, is a terrible thing that happened with my telephone. There's no two ladies, there's no Joe. Now it's no work altogether. I can't even call up at the company and complain. All day long it's just so quiet. I'm even missing those two ladies. Now what's going to happen to my business? Everything is so strange.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Schultz. Yeah,
I was passing by to make a delivery, so I thought I would stop. Now, what's the matter, Luigi? You look a little...
Schultz, I'm a feel a little... My telephone is in no work.
You mean it's dead?
That's right. Why it's a dead, Schultz?
Say, if somebody stuck a finger in your ear and dialed you all day long, you wouldn't be so healthy either. Ah, shut up. Smile, Luigi. Did you pay it your telephone bill?
Oh, sure, sure, sir. Always I pay my bills the same day I'm get them.
Ach, it's people like you who give the rest of the country a bad name. Now think, Luigi. Is there any other reason why the company should cut it off your telephone?
Well, I don't know, Schultz. It's all started yesterday. I was to pick up my telephone and was a party where Anna was to tell Daddy about her spaghetti. Then Pasquale has added the fried onions before he's sending me to J.D. Watson. And now...
No, stop, Luigi, stop! Are you verschimmelt? Well, I ain't got enough time to unverschimmel you. So you better go right down to the phone company and let them straighten you out.
But it shows you think I'm going to get in trouble with the phone company?
Of course not, Luigi. They are always ready to help out the customers. Now go and smile. Be like me, Luigi. Always happy, always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Will you have a seat, sir? I understand you had a bit of difficulty getting to me.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody I'm going to see is to send me to somebody higher up. If you send me to somebody else, I think I'm going to be on the roof.
Well, they're all just trying to trace your trouble.
Well, it's easy to trace. If you just to call up on my telephone and nobody's answer, that's me. Here's my number. Central 354, nothing and nothing.
Nothing, nothing?
Yes. I'm used to say Central... 3-4-3-5-4-0-0. Then the people would say, what's the matter, Luigi? Something is hurting you?
Well, let me look it up.
Yes, Mr. Clark.
Oh, Miss Harvey, will you look up a disconnect?
Yes, Mr. Clark.
It's a, what's your name, please?
Hey, Luigi Basco.
Luigi Basco, Central 3-5-4-0-0.
What's the matter, Mr. Clark? Something hurt you?
No.
I have the file right here at my desk.
Good. Read it to me.
Basco, 21 North Halstead Street. Service terminated 4 p.m. above date. Reason, bookmaking.
Service terminated 4 p.m. Reason? Oh, yes.
What the kind of reason is it this? Yes.
Miss Harvey, send up Inspector McIntyre at once. Mr. Basco, is your telephone in your place of business?
Oh, sure. It stands right next to bust of George Washington. If you walk into my store when I'm on the telephone, you don't know who's talking, me or Washington.
Mac, this is Luigi Basco.
Oh, yeah.
Basco, this is Inspector McIntyre.
Inspector? You mean he's Inspector Telephone?
Now, look, Basco, we know you're only a small fry. We don't want you. We're after the big fish.
Somebody's making a mistake. I'm a got antique store, not a fish market.
You won't cover anything kidding, pal.
If I were you, Mr. Basco, I'd tell him everything.
That's right, Basco. You better come clean.
I'm going to understand this.
I said come clean.
But I am a clean. I'm going to take a shower before I'm a coming. Look, Mr. Inspector, what do you want from me?
Stop stalling. The police know you were using your phone to make book.
No, you want to mix up. I don't make books. I told you, I'm a goddamn ticket shopper.
Cut it. You were taking horse bets.
You crazy. How can a horse call up and make a bet?
All right, Mr. Clark, will you call in my man Prodnick outside?
Certainly.
What's happening? All I'm coming here for is a telephone and
now... If you'll only tell me who's the brains of the outfit, who do you report to all the time?
Well, why are you not asking me before? I'm going to tell you who I'm going to report to all the time. It's my countryman, Pasquale.
Pasquale, huh? Wow.
Well, sure. Sure. He's brought me here from the other country. I'm going to report to him every week. And I'm going to pay him rent, too.
Rent, huh? Well, that's more like it.
You call me, boss?
Yeah, I thought this would be tough to crack.
Well, you want me to make him sing?
No, it's all right. I thought he'd be tough to crack, but I think he's willing to sing now. Aren't you, Mr. Basco? Come on, sing.
I'm be down to catch in a taxi cab behind me. Better be ready, 8:30 o'clock, but that's the one.
Shut up, or I'll let you have it.
No, please, you not touch. I'm not like this. I'm going home.
Wait a minute.
No, you know, act nice. Goodbye, please.
Shall I grab him, boss?
No, Prodnick. Is Casey out in the hall?
Here I am, boss.
Casey, I want you to tail him and see if he goes to the guy he reports to, a fellow named Pasquale.
Okay, boss, I'm on my way.
Pasquale.
Luigi, look at you. Face all wet, the necktie twisted around your ears, hair standing up on end. You look like you just took a nap on the bottom of Lake of Michigan.
But Pasquale, it's terrible. Telephone company has got an inspector who's making me sing, but when I'm a singer, he's getting mad because he says that the horses is calling me to make a bet.
That's a funny thing, Luigi. You use a good English words, but when you put them together, it's come out a new language. Now, try again. First, take a deep breath. That's a boy. When you breathe deep, your body gets a plenty of oxidol. All right, Luigi. Now tell me what's happened.
Well, I was talking to Schultz, and he said I should go to the telephone company. So I went to there.
Oh, you stupid greenhorn boob. You listen to that delicatessen, man. Don't you know immigrants, if they got a complaint to make about their service, they got to keep it a secret? That's what they call the secret of service. And you violated it.
Mamma mia.
This time I'm through with you, Luigi. For the last time, I'm washing my hands off of your face.
No, Pasquale, Donna, please, help me.
Help me. Sure, Luigi, I'll help you. But only on one condition.
What a condition? Well, all right. What is the condition, Pasquale?
Did you make me a blushing father-in-law?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And I ain't awaiting this time or I let you suffer the consequences. Now I'm going to call in the bride-to-be. Rosa! Rosa! Rosa!
You called me, Papa!
Yes, my little buttercup. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa. No, Pasquale, wait. Give me a chance to think.
I'd like a cup of coffee.
Sure. Rosa, darling, you wait on the customer.
All right, Papa.
Well, Luigi?
No, Pasquale, give me a few minutes. And don't talk so loud, Pasquale. That's embarrassing.
Don't tell me not to talk loud in front of customers. I ain't afraid of nobody. Luigi, since you come here, I give you everything. Protection, money, got you out of all kinds of scrapes with the law, pull the strings.
Make it two cups. I'm a heavy drinker.
All right.
I told you I would take care of you, and that's what I want to do. All I ask you is when a certain party should call up and say who's watching over Pasquale's business, I should hear your voice.
I'll have a third cup.
Coming up.
So what do you say, Luigi? You gonna play it safe for taking my money and live like a king without ever having to work hard? Or are you gonna leave and take your chances and maybe wind up in a jail?
Can I use your phone?
Certainly. The boots are right there. You got a nickel, you can use it.
Thanks.
See, Luigi, if you got the money, you can talk how you want to the customers. Now I'm gonna see you.
Hello, Mac. You were right. This is the payola. Get some of the boys in a couple of wagons. Oh, yeah, get hold of Hoover. Maybe get an open wire to Truman. This might be page one. Hello, repair. This is police. Give me a disconnect pronto on this line and all privates on 280-4280-97J. Homicide.
Well, what do you say?
All right, Pasquale. You're right. There's no use for me to struggle no more. I'm going to give up. Come, Mary Rosa.
That's a smart. You hear that, Rosa? Luigi's going to marry you.
Hooray!
Oh, shut up. What do you think this is, a parade? Now, look, Luigi, we're going to waste no time. I'm going to call up the preacher, and we're going to set the date. Boom, boom, da-dum, ba-boom, boom, 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 boom. Hello? Hello? It's a funny thing. There's no answer. No answer.
That's right, Bob, and there ain't going to be any.
What are you talking about? I dial again.
Don't bother. The phone is dead.
Mama, there must have been catching. All over telephones is a dial.
Shut up. Shut up, you hear?
Hey, what are you saying?
Stand still. This is a pinch. What? Don't try reaching for anything. Ah! And you, don't pour those coffee grounds down the sink. This is a federal case.
And so, Mamma Mia, was a summer mix-up in a police station. I was a lucky my night school teacher, Miss Spalding, and my classmates, Horowitz, Olsen, and Schultz, they missed me. When they found out where I was, they went to there, explained everything, and I was let out. But with Pasquale, was different. First, when he heard they call him the brains of the whole of Chicago, he's a feel honored. Nobody ever told him he had so much brains before. Then, when he really found out, he got very mad and called up J.D. Watson to fix everything. So far, Pasquale and Rosa is in there 2 days. And Rosa, she was so angry, she went on a hunger strike for 5 minutes. Then she began to nibble under the bars. Well, I think they're going to get out too soon, so there's nothing to worry about. Right now, I'm going to call up my teacher, Miss Spalding, to thank her.
Now, Dottie, you know I'm not the jealous type, but imagine Shirley's husband saying...
Mamma mia, I think it's going to be faster if I'm right to Miss Spalding a letter. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum not only tastes good, but is also good for you. It's a well-known fact that chewing on a smooth piece of gum gives you comfort and satisfaction when you're feeling tense or a bit upset. It sort of relaxes you without slowing you down. And if it's Wrigley's Spearmint Gum you're chewing, well, you get the extra enjoyment of that refreshing, delicious, real spearmint flavor. So remember to get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum on your way to work or when you're doing your shopping tomorrow morning. It costs so little and tastes so good, you'll want to enjoy it often. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, and Jody Gilford as Rosa. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Friends, the Wrigley Company invite you to listen to their other program, The Gene Autry Show, heard every Saturday night over most of the same CBS stations. Be sure to see Luigi in color and read the story of J. Carol Nash in the June 10th issue of Collier's Magazine, now on the newsstand. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.